Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's. Of course, on all those great stations we just mentioned, and we're proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. It's the Attitude Era, baby. The new ABC.
Yeah, which we are. No, we're not sponsoring that yet.
Sorry. No disrespect, Disney. We love y'all, man.
Absolutely. Of course, the man on that just spoke, that is BBB, beautiful big shot, is dressed for success tonight.
Y'all know me. Y'all know my work.
That's right, man. That's right. You know, we got a little show today for you. We got about 35-minute show we're going to do today. Of course, follow us on BSS Carolinas and chat with us on Periscope. All Periscopians, come on. Give me some questions. We will answer. The first thing we're going to talk about a little bit, did you want to talk about the Charlotte Knights a little bit? I mean, you know, we got big game 6 tonight in the NBA.
I haven't been keeping up with the Knights too much. What's going on with the Knights? What's going on in the city?
Well, lately it's not been too great last couple games. I'm going to tell you that, but last two games have been decent, okay. Where is it? Right here. Actually, we lost 3 in a row.
Ouch.
At Buffalo, 5-2, and then we played at home. We lost 4-1. And then 4-1 the 14th. And then yesterday we actually came back and won a game. Won nothing. So
a pitching gem.
Yeah. So that would have been a fast game to go to. You want to get in, get your food, get out. That would be the game to go to.
Man, right now it's so freaking hot, man. I don't know how you're sitting at baseball games. And then the weather has been kind of ridiculous around here. Thunderstorms and for 30 minutes. Next you know it's humid and it's steaming and you – you sweating, just standing outside, not doing anything, sweating. The Knights are...
But it's great to be inside,
exactly,
too.
And they had Dollar Hot Dog Night the other night. A Dollar Hot Dog at a baseball game, that's winning. You go get you a $6 draft and, like, 4 of those hot dogs, and you're good.
And don't forget, it's almost All-Star break. 24th, actually, you got 2 weeks left, a week and a half to vote for the Charlotte Knights All-Stars.
Make sure we get our team, our guys in, since we are hosting the damn thing.
Right. We are currently 3 games ahead of Gwinnett, 4 games ahead of Durham, and then Norfolk is even worse, 10.5 back. and that's who we're hosting right now. But we're 3 games ahead of Gwinnett right now for first.
Let's go, Knights.
In the International League South. So that's a little bit of baseball news going on. Hopefully – you know, maybe we can get somebody from the Knights in on the show coming up, talk about the All-Star game, everything else. We'll try to do that next week.
We'll see what's going on. Panthers just finished their mandatory mini camp. Kawhan Short was a show for mandatory camp. No surprise there. Nobody wants to lose out on a paycheck.
Nope.
Great news. Kelvin Benjamin looked fresh. He looked ready to go. The corners that the Panthers drafted all are competing at high levels. Can't wait to get these guys to Spartanburg and see what's really going on next month. Cam Newton is Cam Newton. He does his thing. Charity kickball game last Friday. Josh Norman showed up for. We still a good sport. We invite Josh Norman back to the city. We have no hateful or hurtful feelings towards Josh Norman.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything's going good in Carolina right now. Of course, you didn't talk about the new contract somebody just signed.
Oh, yeah. Ron Rivera just got an extension.
Crazy 3-year, $19.5 million extension with the Panthers. So,
one of the highest paid coaches in the league, right behind Belichick, Carroll, and Peyton. Way to go. Way to go, Ron Rivera. You know, get that money, man.
He's going from a coach that was on the hot seat to a guy
beloved figure in the city of Charlotte.
You can't say anything bad about him. He's led the city to one Super Bowl, a couple division championships now.
Three in a row, baby.
So I think it stops this year.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's going to be another one.
Don't say that.
I'll be surprised. But you never know. But there's a lot of good things going on in the city of Charlotte. Of course, the Panthers, we'll see. We will have a prediction for them later on.
Absolutely.
And, you know, training camp's coming up.
And we haven't forgot about our NFC players that need to step up this year. We'll tackle that on another show.
Okay. We can try that. We can do that later. But first, let's get to the main event. What everybody's talking about. Game 6 of the NBA Finals.
Speaking of a night, Sir James, mm-hmm. How you doing, boy? Game 5, where has that been the whole series? It should have been over. Now I got to watch y'all lose on your home floor again. Again. How many championships has he lost on his home floor?
The first
one in Cleveland, last year in Cleveland. San Antonio didn't get him. Dallas got him in Miami. So that's three of the four losses have been on his home floor. Let's make it 4 out of 5 tonight. I don't think the Warriors lose tonight.
They don't. There's no way. I don't think there's any way they lose tonight. I think you're going to see Andrew Bogut's on hurt a lot. But I got to say NBA, and I don't do this often. I hate doing this. I hate it. I hate blaming a league to make a difference in something. They should never step in. I ain't mad at NFL or anything else, but the NBA, really, a day after the game, you suspend, you change a foul to suspend a guy in the game, one of the biggest keys to that, probably the team leader on that team, really. You think about it, he's probably a team leader. Look him on the sidelines. Look at everything else he does. You change it, and he gets suspended for game 5.
They had no choice. Draymond was acting a fool. He's been kicking and hitting people in the nuts round after round, game after game. He's deliberately trying to take people's testicles out.
You have a choice. You should have called it during the game, not change it. Who did he hit in the nuts?
Steven Adams on two
occasions. No, I know that, but
LeBron James.
He didn't hit LeBron James in game 4?
He hit him in game 4. After LeBron put his tendons on his neck, by the way, which LeBron should be suspended for putting his tendons on his neck. He went up like this.
My point is you should call that during the game.
The refs don't call anything. That's what I'm saying.
I hate saying officiating. I hate blaming. I say never leave the hands of a game in the officiating or the NBA. They never determine an outcome. But the NBA did determine an outcome of game 5.
Now, we know the NBA has history of helping teams win. Lakers, Kings, the early 2000s.
What? No.
With the referee scandal. The refs were betting on games and calling fouls to get Shaq and Kobe and the boys at the line.
No.
So the Kings wouldn't win. We know that's real.
No. That's come on. Stop it. Stop the madness.
But we both got Warriors tonight, right?
I've got.
I had them originally at 7, so I wouldn't mind it going 7 so I could look. We both had them at 7.
We both of us picked them in 7 before the finals started. I think the NBA, I think before the playoffs started, we picked them as seven, both of these teams as seven.
The NBA wants them Father's Day ratings. Sunday night, Father's Day, nothing else on television. Game seven of the NBA Finals.
Please don't be game seven on Sunday.
Wow.
Please. There's a pay-per-view Sunday night. Don't do it.
We have to record record the pay-per-view.
Well, luckily, it comes on the network, so ain't a problem.
Oh, there you go.
But come on, man. Yeah. Don't have it on Sunday.
You're
going
to have multiple TVs going.
Oh, trust me. If I'm over at somebody's house, I will have both. I will have my tablet going watching the other event while the finals is going on. But, dude, come on, man. It leaves me a sour taste in my mouth watching Draymond Green not playing. Because I know he should deserve to be kicked out of the last series and been fined and being suspended. Why they waited until now?
Because he wasn't at the limit yet.
You know why they did?
For Sir James?
They can keep the limelight on them. You're in the NBA Finals. You shouldn't have to worry about the limelight, but obviously it's like, all right, NFL's starting out, do us. We got to throw something out there.
But look what's going on in the NFL. All kinds of stupid off-the-field stuff that's just blowing up highlight in the news, just in front of everybody's face. So NBA is, we need some PR. Let's suspend Draymond Green. There we go.
So then we see, you know, I'm going to talk about game five with you for a few minutes. LeBron James goes off 41, 7, 16 rebounds. 16 rebounds. I know you and Jeffrey got a chance to talk about it. Tristan Thompson, 15 rebounds, 6 points. I mean, and most importantly, Kyrie Irving didn't turn the ball over much. He shot very well,
yeah,
which that has killed him this series. He shot 17 of 24. Yes, he's been scoring, but he's been shooting badly scoring points. He cannot do that because what Golden State does, they get the rebounds, go down court, shoot a three that's wide open off the fast break, and they keep going.
Quick shots hurt the Cavs.
Right, and Kyrie played a great game. He, you know, and that's what he's got to do tonight in game six. He's got to shoot like this.
When Kyrie is scoring, he changes the game because – he's one of the most capable scorers in that league. And when he's got it going, whoever he's playing with, especially if he's playing with someone who's got it going too, they are tough to beat, man.
Absolutely.
They are very tough to beat.
There was only one other player that scored 10 points, and that was
J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith. You know, they kept the minutes down for everybody. Devil Adova had a total of 3 minutes. I think that's perfect. Shumpert played 25. That's it. So everybody else was less than three. Actually, Richard Jefferson was 14.
See, when I think about LeBron, I hear that Kanye West song. The old Kanye, new Kanye. You know where he's like, we miss the old Kanye, straight from the go Kanye. We miss the old LeBron, the go to the whole LeBron. Get your head back on and win this series, LeBron. I'm telling you, man, who is this new kid, this new LeBron that doesn't want to shoot LeBron? Looking to pass to James Jones or whoever else. Come on, man. We missed the LeBron that only cared about winning titles, not this image-conscious LeBron with, I got to make sure my hairline looks good for TV. I got to make sure our movies are getting out here. I got to make sure I'm selling shoes. Who is this guy? Win some titles.
Right. Don't go 2-6.
Right.
Or 2-5.
And whatever. 2-5, however many more losses you have in your NBA career. Don't do that.
The Damn. Way you play game five, you better play game six and seven.
If you play like you played in game four, it's going to be a long night for Cleveland fans. They're going to be walking out with their heads down again.
So we'll see what happens. Talking about Golden State, they didn't play bad. I mean, they didn't play bad, but the defense was horrible. They couldn't rebound.
Anderson Barajal getting on my nerves, flopping all over the place.
They did out-rebound them 43-41, but – there was a lot of offensive rebounds for Cleveland, and they were wide open. At one point, after Bogey got hurt in the second half, Andre played the center position.
And that's not going to work, man. You go super small, and you got 6'10", Kevin Love, and 6'11", Tristan Thompson on the floor. I know you might be able to spread them out on the offense end, but what you going to do about your glass? What are you going to do about the glass? You're going to get killed on the glass, man. And you're not going to be able to intimidate LeBron from coming to the hole.
James McAdoo played 7 minutes.
James Michael McAdoo. His new nickname is Foul on You. Because when he steps on the court, that's what he does. Foul on you. Foul on you. He just fouls, man. And so between Azeli, McAdoo, Spates, whoever else you got to pull out there, they need a something.
They need to stop going super small.
But that's their game.
I get it, but without Bogut, okay, you need some defense. Or Draymond Green and Bogut, okay? If Draymond Green comes back, okay, problem solved. But you need somebody to come in. In the second half of that game, game five, I didn't see any energy from any of the big guys, except Anderson Varejao, who flops all the time. There was nothing. I mean, they had nobody to jump, nobody. It was wide open. Cleveland had a field day with them on defense. Offensively, there was nobody guarding the basket. You know, Anderson, LeBron just goes in. They were lobbying to Tristan Thompson on plays on the inside. When's the last time you seen Cleveland throw plays to Tristan Thompson for dunks?
Never.
And layups. Never. They did this game. Wide open.
And Draymond Green being back is great, but he's going to miss Andrew Bogut, who was a master at catching lobs from Draymond Green and throwing them down. He would catch two a game. Easy buckets for Bogut. And Bogut, he's a big guy. You can't like my man from the wrestling cast. And is that the team he's on?
Yeah.
You can't teach 7 feet, man. You can't teach 7 feet.
You can't. He's 7 feet tall. You can't teach. But I think, you know, talking about the game six, we'll get to it. Tonight, they have to get Anderson Varejao or Fessus has to step up. Or defensively, they have to step up.
If the Cavs are struggling and Varejao or Azeli is on the floor, you know what they're going to do? They are going to foul these guys and make them, these two terrible free throw shooters, go to the free throw line.
And, you know, they should. That's fine. I mean, Fessus has actually shot the free throws lately better. But you know how many free throws they shot in game five? I mean, I guess they didn't need it. Varejao, zero. No, he was 3 of 8. Take that back.
Three of eight.
Fessus didn't shoot any free throws.
Because Fessus didn't play.
Right. I don't understand that, how he goes from 20 minutes to 9 minutes.
Because they've been hacking Hephaestus. They're fouling Hephaestus.
You don't have to run with it. You know, Spates shot 0 of 6. They need one of their big guys to step up. I don't know if it's James Michael McAdoo. I don't know.
McAdoo's a terrible free throw shooter, too. He is very limited. He was limited at Carolina. He's just big.
Well, they need somebody. One of the big guys.
Draymond Green, this is on you right now. The pressure is on you. You the dummy that got himself suspended. And now Bogut gets hurt in game five, where y'all should have been closing the deal on your home floor, not having to travel back to Cleveland for this. The pressure is on you, buddy. You're going to have to play huge, man. And it don't have to be a ton of points, but the rebounding, the assists, the blocks, just his energy and activity is going to have to be huge for Golden State, because I think Klay and Steph can provide enough points.
Most importantly, I think he needs to bring the ball up. You know, he needs to bring the ball up to get the other two guys open for shots, because that's what they missed last game. You didn't see that, some of what they missed. He needs to bring the ball up to let the other two guys come off screens and shoot open jumpers. Last game, they had to dribble to get their shot a lot of times.
And we know Steph can get his off the dribble. He missed some shots that he usually makes. I don't know what's going on. They're making him work, though. And when he gets an opening, he might be just rushing it a little bit so he can get it off. But I feel like Steph Curry will be fine, and he'll rediscover that shot again. They won it last year in Cleveland. They won game four in Cleveland. They are comfortable beating Cleveland in Cleveland. So I think they wrap it up tonight.
They're a heart of a champion, all right? They can win on the road. Road's no issue. Home court advantage is no issue for them. With the shooters they have, Draymond Green and all, they can win on the road.
They can win on the road. Now, if the Cavs are shooting the three lights out and they are getting contributions from Kevin Love, from J.R. Smith, from Tristan Thompson, from Richard Jefferson. And they find a Channing Frye a couple minutes and he contributes, then it's going to be a long night for Golden State. But
right, absolutely.
But if it's all on Kyrie and LeBron again, which we know they can if they got it going, Golden State has a great chance of winning that game.
But Harrison Barnes, 2 of 14 last game.
He was struggling. It had to come around because he had been great the entire finals. Eventually he was going to have a tough game, and it just happened to be game 5, a little more pressure on himself, looking to close out without Draymond. And you know all eyes on him because he's a free agent this summer, and he wants to make upwards of $20 million a season. So when you
Charlotte,
put that kind of pressure on yourself.
Whew, man, that is – all right, saying all that, so who wins tonight?
I've been saying it, Golden State, man. Golden State wins tonight. I'm just not ready to pick LeBron, man, because I don't know which LeBron is going to show up. Is it going to be Mr. Old LeBron, or is it going to be this new LeBron that doesn't want to shoot, doesn't want to be aggressive, and is scared of the 18-foot jump shot?
He was aggressive game 5.
I know, but in game 4 he wasn't.
Right.
When he's shooting 30, 35 times a night, and he's taking 18, 20-foot jump shots, great. We love that. When he's driving too far in the lane, 2-3 arms around him, and he's trying to force passes, that's when they lose games. He has 7, 8, 9 turnovers. Stop trying to get people involved. Be Shaq. Shaq passed if he had to, but Shaq was looking to score every time. Jordan was looking to score every time. Kobe gets the ball in the post. He's looking to score. You got to look to score first because you are the best player on the floor. The best player dictates everything. When you're scoring at a high clip, gives everybody else confidence, then you can look to get other people involved. When you not scoring and you don't, and they not guarding you and you still don't shoot the ball, you're making everybody else's job difficult.
Absolutely. I will tell you, Jeffrey sent me a rule of three. He sent me a text. Hey, I can see the Cavs winning by 20 tonight.
I said that about game 5 and the Warriors didn't hold up for me. They could win by 20, but I don't think so. I think Steph and Clay are going to be focused and zoned in. But it really just depends on the contributions and what kind of mindset LeBron James is going to come out with. I want to see the LeBron from game 5 tonight. I want to see LeBron from game 6 of the Boston series tonight. 45-15, 41-16. Those are numbers we expect to see from the king. Sir James can give me anything else, but the king.
We do want to see that, but I think you're going to see
Sir James show up.
Sir James, and I'm going to say I think they close it out tonight. I think Curry and Thompson and Green are going to just come out and put it on Cleveland. If they get up by more than 10 in the first quarter, game's over.
Game's over. Because they are one of the toughest teams to come make up a deficit against.
Cleveland better come out. Ever who wins that first quarter, I think wins game 6. Ever who wins that first – if it's – like if Cavs are up by 5, okay. I think ever who wins that – ever who looks the best in the first quarter, I think wins
the game. Now, the other night in game 4, Cavs were up 55-50 at halftime, and it just got away from them in the fourth quarter because they only scored 11 points. I feel like if the Cavs are going to win – to help take some pressure off of them having to score in the fourth quarter, they need to have a great third quarter, push the lead to 20-25, and try to coast to the finish line. Because if it's close, if it's tight, and cheeks start getting tight, I trust Steph Curry and Klay Thompson more than I trust Sir James.
And especially with Draymond Green being back, if it's a close game, I can see Golden State. If it's a close game, Golden State easily. Cleveland has – the only time you need to see LeBron in the fourth quarter is when he's on the bench.
Hopefully with like 8 minutes left and Cleveland's cruising.
And,
but I'm still sticking with Golden State, man. I think Golden State closes out tonight and they spill some more champagne all over the Cleveland Cavaliers visiting locker room.
I agree with you. I think they win. I think it's over tonight. We shall see. If that happens, Jeffrey will be sad for another NBA season, which is, yeah. You know, so we'll see. Hopefully, LeBron keeps it going, but, you know, we'll see, man.
But like I said, you're still a knight at the round table, LeBron. Just not the king, man.
That's right. All right, let's go into dummies of the week because I got some of those. Yep, there he is.
Who's there? It's the breakdown, dummy of the week.
You got any dummies?
I wanted to give Ben Simmons a dummy, but I can't give Ben Simmons a dummy because Ben Simmons is coming out gangster, man. I got to give Ben Simmons a Sunshine Award, man, so I'm not going to put him on my dummies of the week. Who can I give a dummy to?
Just leave the guy in Dallas alone.
I'm going to leave him alone because we already know. I don't have anybody, Rock. Why something hit me later, but I don't have anything on my mind right now for dummies of the week.
All right, one, benches clear after Savage bat flip in Miami versus Boston College baseball.
People's getting so worked up over bat flips. Come on, man. It's a bat flip.
It's a bat flip.
Let's have fun in baseball. Crap.
Yasiel Puig and Bryce Harper trying to make baseball fun again.
Yasiel Puig.
You guys, come on.
Has no leg to stand on, but when Bryce Harper says it, come on now.
Yeah, I know. But come on. NBA for issuing a flagrant one foul the next day. The officials never called it a flagrant one. Listen, I get you can't catch everything. But if a guy hits another guy in the junk, you can catch that. You should be able to see that.
I'm not mad at Draymond at all.
And when it's in the finals, really, you should have suspended him one game last series.
Yeah. They definitely should have suspended him for Steven Adams. The LeBron thing, he sat his tenders on Draymond's neck. How is Draymond supposed to respond?
Right. You should have suspended him for that game. But anyway, I hate it when a league helps determine the outcome. They did help. Last but not least, Darren, break my elbow, McFadden. Seriously, dude? You went from starter, 1,000-yard rushing season, may I add, with the best offensive line in the league, to being maybe second string, maybe third, to maybe being unemployed at the local Walmart. You just broke your elbow reaching for a phone?
If I was Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones, thank you for your time with the Cowboys, but we're going to let you go. We're going to waive you. Why are you going to keep this guy? You got Zeke Elliott. Zeke's going to carry the bulk of the carries. You picked up Alfred Morris from the Redskins. You re-signed the other running back, Barber or something?
Lance Dunbar.
Lance Dunbar. They're good. McFadden, I know you played at Arkansas. Jerry Jones went to Arkansas. Whatever. You broke your elbow reaching for a cell phone, which we don't believe.
Look,
you believe that he hurt his elbow reaching down for a cell phone?
I don't believe it. Look, run ELB. All right, because I ain't calling you Run DMC anymore like you'd like to be called. Run DMC, you run ELB now. Because seriously, you broke your elbow reaching for your phone. Where are you reaching for the phone at?
And where were you diving down at? Where was the phone falling from? Was it falling from like 20 feet and you jumped out after it? The floor is not that high. You ain't but like 5'11", 6 feet, barely. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. All right, anyway, that's my dummies of the week. I might leave McFadden on there for a couple weeks.
Come on.
Let's go into sunshine. You got any sunshines?
I got a couple of sunshine players.
You are my sunshine, my only.
Who you got?
I got Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons initially told the Sixers he's not working out for them. Came today. Ben Simmons told every team in the lottery he's not working out for them. He said every team. He told them straight up, I am not working out for any of you guys. You see my tape. You see me in person. If you want me with the first pick, then draft me, damn it. If not, let me go. Ben Simmons just being gangster. He told Philadelphia he don't want to play for me, not working out for him. Then he went and told all these other sorry teams, I'm not working out for y'all either. Ben Simmons.
And you put him on Sunshine?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I thought you put him on Dummy.
No, that's a gangster move. I respect that, Ben Simmons, no question. If you don't feel like you need to work out for these teams, then don't. Absolutely don't.
It's a week before the draft.
Who cares? They know what – they know in their mind that Ben Simmons is the number one pick. Yeah, there's this talk of Brandon Ingram, and we feel like Brandon Ingram's going to be a solid player. But Ben Simmons is obviously the number one pick. He's got the most upside as far as, like, because of his athleticism, his size, his handling ability. And we feel like in 3-4 years we can have a little jump shot on him. So he doesn't have to work out for
anybody. All I know is I hope that his interview they do of him or something they do, hopefully he at least shows up for an interview so they can go over this guy.
He'll show and up see draft how, night.
No, he needs to sit down in front of somebody before draft night because you need to find out what kind of heart this guy's got. Because if he's telling you, I ain't working out for you, I ain't doing it, okay, go ahead and draft him. Hey, Ben. Come on, we got practice today.
Practice?
I don't feel like it.
No, you ain't talking about practice.
I'll be at the Y, or I'll be out on Rodeo Drive.
He's going to end up in Philadelphia anyway. How many games is Philadelphia going to win next season?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. They going to suck with him or without him.
I know it doesn't matter, but this dude's going to the NBA, and he's going to act like it's a part-time gig.
He's already got his shoe deal in place. He's going to get the number one draft pick money. Ben Simmons is good.
So, can we draft him and then cut him the next day?
We can draft him.
Can
trade.
We draft him? No, draft cut him from the NBA.
Why are you going
to
cut him?
Because he's already talking. I got my shoe deal. I got my place in L.A. Man, I'm all good.
O.J. Mayo called USC and told him, hey, I'm coming to y'all. Y'all don't have to recruit me. And called Tim Floyd on the cell phone and then said, I'm leaving after my first year, of course, but I'm at least coming there.
But, dude, I know, but I've never – this is weird. For this guy to say, I ain't working out for you. I don't care who you are. I ain't working out for any of you.
F y'all.
Including the Lakers.
Including the Lakers.
Including the Lakers.
But the Lakers.
Where you can be the king of the city.
The Lakers, like we said, are in turmoil. Jenny and Jim bust. They can't get right, man. Philadelphia, you don't have to say anything about the Sixers. We know they suck. So Ben Simmons not having to work out for these people, and we know he's not going to get to Boston or Minnesota or any of these other teams after the first two picks. So it's only really two teams he can go work out for. And I don't want to have to work out for either one of y'all. Just pick me. Y'all will see me play in Summer League. He's got to play in Summer League. So there you go. Also, shout out to the Pittsburgh Penguins. They won. Like my man Jeffrey from Rule of Three said, they won some kind of trophy. It's supposed to be some kind of big deal. Way to go, Pittsburgh.
Listen, we got to give Lord Stanley a little bit of credit, right? Pittsburgh, congrats on winning the series. There you go.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black.
HBK's line actually won the series. Our resident hockey fan, Scott, hopefully will be on next week's show. So, you know, he can talk about Stanley Cups.
I knew we should have picked Pittsburgh. Why didn't we pick Pittsburgh?
Hey, we still won our bracket. Who cares? That's all I care about.
Hey,
well, we won.
We won.
We won again. They don't even do a show anymore. I think we canceled them.
We canceled them. We done.
They like, y'all done lost 2 years in a row to non-hockey people. We're done.
I can't name maybe four players in the hockey league.
For me, I got – did you have any more?
Joey Logano. Winning his first race of the season. Way to go, Joy. Him and his teammate now both run races. Looks like they will be in the playoff contention.
I got a couple real fast. Clayton Kershaw, still dominating.
Killing.
I got to put him up there. Kyrie Irving for game 5 performance. Ooh. One of the best performances in NBA Finals you will ever see.
Van Gundy said it right on the air, too. He said, this is one of the greatest finals performances I've ever witnessed.
He was killing everything. So, see what he does tonight. We'll see. But those are my two sunshines. Moving real fast on to who wins the U.S. Opens this weekend. A lot of rain.
A lot of rain.
Where are they at this weekend?
They are in Oakmont.
All right.
Oakmont is disastrously hard. Okay, they got a par 3 that's 288 yards. A 288-yard par 3 with fast greens. The winning score might be like +6.
But I'm going with, I told y'all on Rule of Three who I was going with. It was Jason Day. I'm sticking with Jason Day. I think he's the best golfer in the game right now. I think he wins this. But I'm watching out for Rory McIlroy. Team Nike needs you, Rory. Come on, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Jason Day as well. It's his year right now.
He is just unbelievable, man. Great
and
golfer.
Then don't forget next year they're in Charlotte.
They are for the PGA.
That's right.
The PGA.
I can always think U.S. But yeah, the PGA championships here.
That's
next
gonna
year.
Be huge, man.
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens next year. Let's go into two words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, real fast. NHL is expanding to Las Vegas.
Smart move. Do something. Do something. Smart move.
Money. Finding Dory comes out. Dory comes out this weekend.
Finding Dory.
Dory, thank you. Are you taking the kids?
Download.
All right. There you go. Nieces and nephews. Nate Robinson trying out for the Seahawks.
Great PR.
Hometown guy. That's the only reason. U.S. Open.
Jason Day.
Stop raining. Martellus Bennett saying he doesn't mind playing Robin DeGronk's Batman.
No, duh. Don't you want to continue to get paid? Now you're on a team that has the best chance of getting to the Super Bowl.
Bowl trophy. let's go in Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, you got Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage to another great episode of BSS Carolinas. Thank you for tuning in. Always check out our shows and our podcasts on Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Facebook page, the internet, wherever you can find us. Bon Voyage to the hockey season. Glad it's over. Really don't care about that. Let's give a Bon Voyage to the NBA season because the next time we're on the air, it will be over officially.
That's right. Another couple weeks, right?
And I have one more, I thought. Can't think of it. So, there you go. Oh, yeah. David Wright. Neck surgery. Probably gone for the season.
Sad. That's bad, man. I'm going to go, of course. Man, I was getting ready to say. Darren McFadden.
Of course.
See you, buddy.
See you. Peace.
New
roster.
And last, this isn't goodbye, but I'm going to say happy birthday, Tupac.
That's right.
I was listening today. I forgot his birthday would have been today. So let's give a shout out to Tupac.
And also, we are keeping the people of Orlando in our thoughts and our prayers. Hate this tragedy, man. We talk about it all the time, man. Love each other. Let's love. Treasure each other.
And last but not least, I got to say to Cavs fans for starting a GoFundMe page to beg team to bench Kevin Love for finals.
Woo!
Nice to go. Way to go. But, you know, that's it.
Shots fired.
Absolutely. Thank you, Big Shot. See you later on next week's show. Everybody on Periscope, follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas, and catch us everywhere.
Side piece.